If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. One of the complaints I get the most from my designers is that they never have time for themselves, or they don't have time to design. And this is very often, as I see it, because they do not put themselves first. So this is all about not putting yourself first in a, definitely not in a selfish way, but figuring out ways to put yourself first in times where it matters. Okay. Now, in an episode, one of the podcast episodes, it might even be one that's coming up. I talk a little bit about being a young mom and designing. And some of you are in that situation where I will have young moms who are designing and they're just, you know, trying to figure out how to make it work. It's hard because unless your kid is napping, you feel the difficulty of being able to work. So let's talk about that a little bit, okay? Because there are some things that you can and cannot be in control of here, especially when it comes to kids, maybe a spouse or a partner, right? And then also with a job. So many of you have jobs and you're trying to figure out how to add design to your regular schedule. We have lots of working moms or working parents or working women in our Design Suite program, and it is hard to get in the time. So let's talk about this. First, I would like to talk about the mindset around giving and making time for yourself. I think most women feel that it is selfish to make time for yourself. I want you to have a little bit of a shift on this. And that is that whatever time you decide to take for design is not for yourself. It's actually for your family. When you think about, and I have lots of women who end up going and getting like an MBA or going to further education in college, which is fabulous. I love it. When they go and do that, do they feel like they're being selfish and doing something for themselves? Maybe some of them do, but for the most part, I actually don't think they do. I think they feel like this is for the greater good of the family. I'm going to be able to make more money if I get these degrees, right? Which is kind of crazy because you guys know that colleges do not, as a former professor, we do not promise that you will make any kind of money when you leave, right? So, but we feel that. We feel that it's going to be something that, you know, that's going to, you know, make our family life or, you know, our friend life, whatever it is, better. Okay. And so I want you to kind of have a shift about design education, right? If those of you listening, and I know my Design Suite members listen to this podcast, I heard them say that they walk with it or whatever. You guys, those of you who are listening, who are in Design Suite, I want you to have a shift. And most of you have already had this shift because I've talked you through it. But have that shift of like, you aren't doing this for you. You are doing this because it helps your family. And it really should. If you're doing design in a way that makes money. Now, those of you just getting skills, you're not there yet, okay? But those of you who are actually making sales and making money, which so many of my Design Suite members are doing, then you are contributing to your family, right? That's a big deal. That's a really big deal, especially those of you who know what the potential are. We've had designers who are making a lot of money and it pays back what you're doing several times over, right? That's the goal. That's the goal. I really, really believe that that mind shift about what that time is should look and feel differently. Now, it is so hard because I have lots of bleeding heart women who still feel like, that's time taking away from my family. And I'm going to tell you this. I worried about this for myself for years and years and years. And that's why I spent so much time at night working and designing. away from when my kids were actually awake. I did that for many years. And then kind of towards middle school with my oldest one, I started working more towards the day because it was just impossible not to because of all the things I had going on. And especially at that time, I was making double my husband, who was an attorney's salary. So I was making a lot more money as well. And so in a lot of ways, I felt that I could justify it. Rightly so, right? I made the decision for me, and this is not everybody's decision, but I made the decision to be a stay-at-home mom and work. That was my decision. I have zero judgment for, in fact, I think it's very smart for the women who decide they want to work and then they have daycare, or for those of you who are waiting, who decided to do the stay-at-home mom thing, and now you're ready for your Armcore career. That's great too. Like, it doesn't even matter the circumstances, you guys. I just think there's like all this guilt like wrapped up for us as women about like where we stand and what we think of our time. Like, if we do something for us, it feels really selfish when it's not always that way. In fact, most of the time it's not. Like, we deserve to have a life too, okay? We do. We deserve to have a life too. So the mindset shift is like you're doing something for your family. And then I was going somewhere with this. I was thinking about, you know, one of the best blessings in my life is the fact that because my kids saw me designing and working, and we are very open with our kids about money and financials because we want them to understand how it works. Felicity just asked me the other day to teach her how to do a budget. I'm going to teach her how to do a budget. But one of the things that they saw was that their mom worked hard and their mom worked smart, and so she was able to make money. And now I've raised two girls, and hopefully my son as well, that he's not there yet, to understand that they can have a ridiculously creative career and do exactly what they want to do with their lives, and they don't have to compromise as long as they're willing to do the work, because they saw me do the work. And because I lived that example and modeled it for them, I never thought in my life that I was going to see these two girls grow up and do creative careers and really go for it. And I'm starting to see that now. I'm starting to see them put the time into the skills they need to acquire. And that's where we really push it with our kids. Those of you who have kids who are super creatives or have disabilities, anything that is going to make it so it's going to be easier for them to work from home, I'm here to tell you, it is totally possible if you're willing to model for them what they can do. And that's some of the things we do in our program that's so powerful. Is we have a lot of moms, and we have moms with kids with disabilities or have difficulties. And as a mom with a kid with a disability, I'm here to tell you, by modeling this, you are powerfully learning how to do things to teach your children to create careers for them in the future. It is incredibly powerful. I even get a little teary thinking about it because it's seriously so powerful. So watching that for my kids and not knowing that that was the thing that was going to come out of this whole thing, that they could model my creativity and create careers for yourself. Felicity will spend whole days in her writing, and she is just a sophomore in high school. And I'm like, I want you writing all summer long. I want you writing for the next 2 years because you have the head start. If you know you can do this creative writing thing and we really dig into this, yeah, maybe you won't be successful until you're 30, but you're putting in the things that you need to write now in order to make it. And that's the thing. Most people are not looking at long game. They aren't. They aren't thinking about how long it takes to get somewhere. But my experience is, especially in creative fields, that if you do this one thing, whatever it is, and you don't hop around, you're not scattered, you do the one thing. If you continue to do the one thing for a long amount of time, it is almost impossible not to be successful. If you publish your first book and you give up, yeah, you're not going to make it. If you publish 3 books and it doesn't make it, guess what? By the time you get around to 10, 11, 12, I promise you, you're going to start seeing something. And if you're not seeing something, then we got to do something either about the writing, about the publishing, about the audience building, because you're going to problem solve along the way, right? And I'm talking about book writing right here, but I'm here to tell you this works for every creative field, for design, for animation, for photography, for food prep. oh my gosh, you guys, it is by going all in that the opportunities will open up to us. That's it. It's amazingly powerful. Amazingly powerful. So I am here to tell you that as someone who was always worried about her time, I like efficiency. I'm someone who likes to get things done and who doesn't take a lot of time for herself. I will say that if you can just make that shift and figure out ways that your work time makes sense for you, wherever you are in your life, and it's going to be different for every person. We do this in Design Suite. I've done a few different times with different members while everybody's watching. We did it at our live retreat in January, where I took a working mom and we took a stay-at-home mom who had a toddler who is a small kid, and looked at their time and wrote out their times to see where they could fit it in. And then it's like once the times are in, then it's like just go do it, right? When you kind of figure out your blocks, just go do it. And I'm here to tell you that anyone can do this. You just have to be dedicated to it and you have to be willing to put in the time and you have to not think of that time as selfish, but as a time that is important to help grow your family and grow, you know, the people around you. Those of you who are empty nesters and you just, you know, have a spouse at home or maybe you're even alone, like maybe you feel like all of your time is your own. And I think you need to think about this time as it's still not yours. It's like this special time to do your design work, to get it done. Okay. Hopefully this helped. There's someone who needed to hear this today. I think, I work with women in all walks of life. And every single one is special. And I've only been through a certain set of them, right? I'm kind of in my own. I'm right now on the verge of a couple of kids leaving in a few years here. I still have an elementary school kid who's coming up. And so as I'm kind of watching this stage of life and learning from it, and, you know, you guys, especially those of you who are in your 60s, and you see this, you remember these stages and you remember how hard each stage was. But I want to encourage you, especially as women, to take the time for yourself and to put in the design time because it'll benefit you, because it will make your life a little bit better because you'll feel fulfilled from it. I think it's a really powerful thing. Thanks, guys, for listening. I'm so happy you're here. I love that you come and listen to me and hopefully get a little inspiration in your life so that you can be the massively creative human that you are. All right, I will see you guys soon.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.